Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Our theme, Family Seasons. Lesson 8, Season of Parenting. I have a book at home, and it reads like this. I taught lessons about parenting, but then our first child was born. Reality is different than theory. Sunday, childless parenting. In the Bible, we have stories, many stories of couples waiting for a baby to be born. And nothing happens at all. And in those times, it was really hard for people because neighbors looked at you and said, God does not bless you because you have done something wrong. So your desire is not fulfilled, no baby, although you would like to have one. And even God is not with you. The people tell you. So it was hard, really hard. And then we find stories that these couples, that those people who had such difficulty in having a baby were blessed more than those where it was easy. For example, Abraham and Sarah. They really waited for a long time. Or Zechariah and Elizabeth. He couldn't believe it, the old priest, when the angel told him. And the angel told him the name. He said, I'm Gabriel, the first one of all the angels. You know? I'm the chief angel. And because you have not believed my words, that a son will be born to you, you will not be able to talk any longer till the time has come when the child is born. John the Baptist. So these stories, they tell us something. Elkanah and Hannah, oh, how often she prayed. And then this prayer promising, oh God, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you. Do you see the desire in the heart of Hannah? She says, I will give this baby back to you. Such a promise. And she fulfilled the promise. And Samuel was very young when she brought him to the tabernacle. Very young. Childless parents were blessed more than others. And Rachel and Jacob, Rachel who became envious of her sister Leah, pregnant, one child after the other, and Rachel, nothing at all. But then she got Joseph, a special boy. Joseph. So we see, waiting for a baby for a long time is a blessing. You are better prepared for education, for educating such a little one.